Good morning, podcast listeners. Welcome back to Quotely, where we unravel the context, history, people, and stories behind the motivational quotes that you find and post about on social media. I'm your host, Gordon, a.k.a. Greybeard Runs with a Z and Grey with an E, and here on Quotely, we are about delivering motivational and inspirational quotes to you every morning at 6 a.m. Why? Because I believe in fighting the war against status quo living and apathy. Apathy being a lack of feeling and devotion or interest about your own life. You may be familiar with the author Henry David Thoreau. He wrote a book called Walden, and in that book he said the mass of men lead lives of quiet desperation. Quotely exists to inspire you right now, this morning, to shake off desperation and embrace the idea of waking up, living well, and repeating that strategy every single day. Let's jump into it. I want you to throw out Elvis, Axl Rose, Vince Neil, Mick Jagger, or Keith Richards. Today, I'm going to introduce you to Lemmy Kilmister. Here's your quote for the morning. If you didn't do anything that wasn't good for you, it would be a very dull life. What are you going to do? Everything that is pleasant in life is dangerous. That comes from Ian Fraser Kilmister, born December 1945, better known as Lemmy. He was an English singer, songwriter, and musician who founded the band Motorhead. Now, he was known for his appearance, including his mutton chops, his gravelly, raspy singing voice, which, incidentally, was declared one of the most recognizable voices in rock. And, of course, his way of singing, which was looking up towards this towering microphone, which was tilted down towards his face. Now, what you might not know about Lemmy is that he worked as a roadie for Jimi Hendrix and a band called The Nice, which was a band led by another rock icon, Keith Emerson, who was better known for founding Emerson, Lake, and Palmer, otherwise known as ELP, one of the early progressive rock supergroups in the 70s. Now, Lemmy was well known for living dangerously. That included drugs and alcohol. The documentary Live Fast, Die Old stated that he drank literally a bottle of Jack Daniels every day and had done so since he was 30 years old. And in 2013, Lemmy stopped drinking Jack Daniels every single day for health reasons. Probably a smart move. Unfortunately, on the 28th of December in 2015, 4 days after his 70th birthday, Lemmy died at his apartment in L.A. He passed away from prostate cancer. He had cardiac arrhythmia and congestive heart failure. Motorhead announced his death on their Facebook page the next day. And according to the band, his cancer had only been diagnosed 2 days prior to his death. All right, my friends. So this is my 2 cents on this. You know, he lived a hard life. He was an alcoholic. He was a drug addict. You know, he led a crazy rock star lifestyle. But he certainly understood the idea of living dangerously, right? Taking risk, living a life that was not super comfortable. So when I'm talking about living dangerously, I'm not asking you to go live foolishly, right? I'm not asking you to free solo Al Capitan. That would be crazy. And it was crazy for the guy that did that. You should watch the documentary. You can find it on Hulu. It's called Free Solo. Crazy. Amazing feat, but it's still crazy. I just don't know. Anyway, I'm not asking you to do crazy stuff. It's about leaning into those scary places just outside of your comfort zone, right? You don't have to reach actually very far to get outside of your comfort zone in 2019. You know, back in the old days when we had to, you know, chase after our dinner, life was extremely uncomfortable. It was actually a topic of conversation yesterday during my physical therapy. That we basically would not have the kinds of problems that most of us have these days with hip issues and back problems and whatnot. A lot of this really stems just from having such an incredibly sedentary lifestyle that most of us lead. So my point here is that it doesn't take much to force yourself outside of your comfort zone. So don't think that I'm asking you to do something crazy or super hard. It's about doing small things that take you outside of your comfort zone, but things that you are mindful about. Going for things totally, 100%, but laying things on the line fully, 100% in your work, your career, your relationships, your commitments, your life. That's what this is all about. This is what Quotely is about. It is about shaking off desperation and status quo living, getting yourself outside of your comfort zone. So this morning, I would encourage you, just do this one thing. I want you to list three things, three simple things that you are mindlessly engaging in and giving way too much time and energy to that. And that these three things are probably really impacting and affecting the quality of your life. I want you to write them down, and then I want you to dump them, get rid of them, throw them out of your life because they're more than likely holding you back. You have to be honest here, so lay it out. It could be spending time online, doing absolutely nothing, endlessly scrolling through your Facebook feed or your Instagram feed or your Twitter feed. I think we all have a pretty good understanding of what's holding us back in life when it comes to our freaking phones. Our phones aren't even phones. They're just computers that actually can make phone calls if you really want to make a phone call. But how many of us actually make phone calls anymore, right? It could be time spent worrying, maybe. Perhaps you're just a super anxious person. You worry about this and that. Maybe there are a few things within that alone that you could throw out of your life. Basically, if you substituted these three things with maybe just three other things that are actually life-affirming, that are encouraging, that build a sense of confidence in yourself, you might discover that you'll be a lot more creative, happy, and fulfilled. Hey, thanks for listening, folks. Remember to subscribe, rate, and comment on the podcast you just heard wherever you listen to the Quotely podcast. And remember, you can also follow me on graybeardruns.wordpress.com. I'm on Instagram and Facebook. That's Graybeard Runs, gray with an E, runs with a Z. All the links that you need are in the show notes. Thanks for listening. And remember to always push forward, always onward.